You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, female Viagra has a name. People, if you are white, don't tell people you're black. Sooner or later, people will notice. Well, you have to hear this story. Manny the movie guy joins us live, unrelated to the other story. And remember that couple in the blanket on the cover of the Woodstock soundtrack LP? Whatever happened to them? We have the unbelievable story later in the program. Hey, let's meet the friends. Is his name on the list? If it is, we sure hope it's there more than once. The man behind Gonzo.fm, Gonzo Greg Spillane.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
You know, we've officially entered the age where erasing your browser history is no longer enough. I think we need to talk about this.
Okay, I got you. Now, he's not asking for your vote this election cycle. Maybe the next one, the host of the new show, Thrash Pie Radio, coming to a podcast outlet near you, Ted Pritchard.
Well, the deal is we're all so sick of, you know, the whole political crap. We don't really delve into that, but I want to promise you, there's hope for us all. Anybody can run for president. I'll give you the guy coming up.
And if you listen to this program on iTunes, thanks for that, and thanks for leaving a comment and a five-star review. You help the show when you do that because the folks at iTunes read your comments while sitting in the office in their underwear. They notice your five-star reviews. And don't forget, subscribe. All right.
They have that underwear policy at Apple?
They do. That's why the stock is so high. All right, let's get things started. I have a feeling the database and the browser and all that kind of stuff, you're probably talking about all the names that were outed by the hackers over at that. What's that website where you're married and if you want to cheat, they let you?
That'd be Ashley Madison.
Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's AM, as they call it. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what's going on. It released onto the dark web is all the information of everybody that's ever signed up for Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
Which is part of the problem. A lot of people say, hey, look, I got off of that thing, and you're supposed to take my information, you know, out of your database. And
right.
Apparently, like, everything is still in there.
Well,
it's into the dark web, and so like now there's names and credit card numbers and everything is out there.
And not just a couple dozen guys or gals, for that matter. It's women too, right? But there are thousands of names on there.
It's about 11 billion. And from what I understand is that the size of the file, the entire data dump that they got, they put it out on what they call the dark web. It is, according to what I assume is people that are trying to have their wives not look at the data file, but it's so large, apparently, that if you have your standard home computer, you don't have enough memory to look at the entire file.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
Here's what I heard, Gons. It was 10 gig of compressed data, which turned into, when uncompressed, 35 gig of uncompressed, all right?
Wow, yeah.
And in all of that, it also included what people thought was deleted data. So
right.
That was part of the big complaint about the whole thing, and one of the reasons I think the hackers were so irate and wanted to get everything out there is because the people at Ashley Madison promised to scrub your data for an extra fee. You know, they're upselling. They're like, you know,
yeah,
it's like right, you go to a car dealership and they want to add, you know, the hang-me-down, you know, pine tree.
Well, among the names that were on there, millions of potential adulterers, obviously. They're all caught in the act. But among them is Family Values crusader Josh Duggar. You know who that is? He's the oldest Duggar son from the 18 or 20 or 30 and counting TV show that was canceled. He's the oldest one.
Is he the
son
or the dad?
He's the son. He's the one that it was revealed that when he was younger, he used to diddle girls younger than him, including his sisters.
Yeah, that's a learning lab right there.
He's a married guy, and he's out there on the soapbox preaching family values. Well, he's on the list, not once, but twice. And I'm going to go carefully here, but the information is not just names. You can also look up what the individual's preferences were.
Seriously, like rubber and stuff like that?
Well, according to Josh Duggar's data, he was in the market for, quote-unquote, conventional sex. There's more. Experimenting with sex toys.
Hmm.
All right. Cover the little one's ears, although they probably teach this in the sixth grade now. Giving and receiving oral sex. Bubble bath for two.
Oh.
among other things.
Wow, how racy.
Well, that was an option.
And he wanted a woman included in the following categories: stylish and classy, muscular, fit body, petite. Well, muscular, fit, petite, I guess that would work. Creative and adventurous, disease-free.
Plus.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
High sex drive and natural breasts.
Here's the deal. He could probably find that in some girl walking down the street if he was just, you know, had the cojones to go ahead and present himself.
But he's a married man preaching family values, and he's got two Ashley Madison accounts.
He's fondled his sisters when they were little, and he's, you know, living with 18 other people, and he's looking on this site.
All right. Enough of this Ashley Madison thing. I'm not on the list. Are you on the list? You're not on the list, are you?
No, but guess what?
What?
How many of the 32 million total members do you think are men?
Oh, is it less than half?
No.
It's, well, of course, it's like 90%, isn't it?
It's between 90 and 98%.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because women aren't going to do that.
Right. That's another thing that the site's accused of, is creating fake,
female
biographies.
Accounts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creating fake female accounts and fake pictures.
Yeah.
So.
How about that?
Great place.
All right. We'll move on. And now, the dude who lost a 1,000 pounds eating nothing but Subway sandwiches is probably not on the Ashley Madison list. He's on some other lists where they don't have websites. Oh, they do have websites. Is that on the dark web, too, Gonzo?
I would assume that it's over there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can buy anything over there, so I'm sure you can find whatever, you know, deviant sort of behavior you want to delve into on the dark web.
Well, just a quick aside, you know, Phil and I were asking, how the heck do you get to the dark web? So I am assuming you're our source for that, Gons.
I don't know. I don't.
Is it HTTPSD or something like
what
that?
What the heck? Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Are there
had
four
the time
W's to... instead of three?
I can get email. That's what I can.
What's the hack? How do you get in? All right. So this dude, Jared, the Subway guy, we now know that he's gonna live in a cage for a while, isn't he?
Looks like between 5 and 12 years in prison. And this is part of a plea deal, I guess, which came out, was this yesterday when this was all breaking?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And so, and I guess what's kind of surprising is that his wife apparently had no idea. And the divorce just came down the other day.
Yeah. What? You like little boys?
That was the eyebrow raiser for me.
Yeah. They never seem to know. Or they're in denial.
$1.4 million in restitution under the deal.
Evidently, he's got that because he made some cash doing that Subway thing.
No kidding. That's a lot of cash.
He had, like,
and then he went
million.
On a national tour.
I had him on my morning show a few times because I was in Indiana for a while, in Indianapolis.
Where's he going to wind up? Rikers? Where's he going to be?
Oh,
Sam
gosh.
Clinton?
Well, no, let me ask you about that. Was he in your studio or was he on the phone?
Yeah.
He was in your studio. So did you get any inkling? Was there any awkward, creepy moment when he was in the room with you?
I don't know. He always kind of seemed a little creepy, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But I certainly didn't pick that up.
Did he wear lipstick? I always got the impression that his lips were
a little
redder than they should be.
Yeah, I always noticed that, too.
Not just extra chapstick, but, you know.
No, yeah, he looked a little pink or rosy. I'm glad you brought that up because I always thought that, too. There was something weird about his lips.
Extra blood flow.
Yeah.
It's always an indicator.
Yeah.
A little chapped.
All right. Okay, now, a show or two ago, I might have pointed out, and I can't be the only person who's come up with this perception, that in politics these days, and the social media the way it is, just about anybody could create a firestorm of interest and create a cult of personality and perhaps rise to the top of the cream and perhaps even win the presidency. And holy gosh almighty, it's actually happening right before our eyes. And Ted, thrashed by Pritchard, is going to tell you the name of this guy who, if you haven't heard it, you're not going to believe his name. You're going to love it and say it all day long once you hear it. And perhaps you might even vote for him. We'll tell you about that next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, here's every parent's nightmare, isn't it? It's a good thing police found Rosie O'Donnell's 17-year-old daughter, Chelsea, when they did, because things could have gotten very bad very quickly. They found her at the New Jersey home of a 25-year-old alleged heroin addict that she met online. The guy has a criminal record, includes possession with intent to distribute, and endangering the welfare of a child.
Good God.
And for some reason, Rosie decided to tweet about his criminal past.
I kind of don't blame her. But, you know, I kind of wonder, the child evidently had some serious problems and was under heavy medication. She hadn't taken medication.
Rosie O'Donnell's her mom.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure that, yeah, leads to a certain amount of medication.
That's where we're heading.
Yeah.
That's where we're heading.
Imagine you're a teenage girl and your mom says, what?
Yeah.
Right when you walk in the door. Isn't that how Rosie sounds?
Oh, my God.
Just,
might be out of line here, but what's worse, Rosie O'Donnell or the heroin addict?
I mean,
oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know, would you rather, you know?
Put that on the scales of justice and see who wins.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So in the election this year, we have so many people running. Yeah. A lot of people say we have a lot of nuts running for president. But the fact is, it's more and more people say, OK, I'm going to come up with the $5,000 or whatever it costs to file my name and get it in with the federal registrar's office and get on a ballot under some auspices. But the Internet allows you to spread your word in a hurry and perhaps get some momentum going. And Ted, tell us about this new guy.
It's absolutely working. Just take a guess as to how many people have already registered to run for president this year.
40, 50, something like that?
512.
What?
512. Yeah. And it's a real simple application. It says, you know, what's your name? How old are you? Or I don't know if they ask. Well, they have to ask age because there's a minimum. But anyway, so you lie there, right?
Yeah.
This person did. And what office are you seeking?
Mm-hmm.
President.
Of course.
Thanks. There's the app.
Yeah.
Send it in.
You got to be 32 or 36?
35, I
35.
Think.
35.
Yeah,
okay.
35.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy who is showing up on national polls, much to the consternation of the Clown College on the right and the Liars Club on the left.
Yeah, right.
Is a fellow who is making great strides towards the Trumpster, the Donald.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to your next president. D's Nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Straight out of the convention microphone there.
Is it awesome?
Yeah.
Is it awesome? So it turns out that D's Nuts, of course, the background on D's Nuts is, you know, it's Dr. Dre album, The Chronic, and before one of the songs.
That's a lyric?
For one of the cuts, it's a lyric, and he and Snoop are rapping with somebody, and they're talking about freshen up these nuts.
Yes, you know, right.
So
they're talking about pecans.
Exactly, correct. Yeah,
clearly.
Yeah, they're healthy. It's a good snack.
Or is it pecans?
Well,
pecans.
So these nuts turns out to be some 15-year-old kid in the Midwest somewhere.
Oh, he can't run?
That's right. But he's gone viral.
Yeah.
And actually has showed up in national polls.
Wow.
You know, near the top.
Fairly solid platform, I understand.
Absolutely.
No, he has a platform?
He's dangling just ahead of Carly, what's her name?
And Carly Fiorina.
Right. So, and there's another dude out there that is promising a free pony for every man, woman, and child in America.
Now we're talking.
A free pony.
Well, there you go.
Is that better than a chicken in every pot? A free pony.
I think so.
Yeah. You know who could run for president and probably win? Is LeBron James.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because why doesn't a sports guy just do that when he hits his 35th birthday? Because, in his prime, Michael Jordan could have run for president.
Think about all
the people that don't typically vote in the election would have voted.
How about the dad from the other day who got the trophies back from the Little League?
Yeah.
Or took them back?
Oh, yeah, that guy could run.
I'd vote for him.
You know what? Just to give you an idea what guys are worth, just a single tweet, 140 characters from LeBron James, is worth on the open market to advertisers and marketers $140,000.
Good Lord.
If LeBron James, just 140 characters, says, Hey there, everybody. I'm just sitting down with a glass, a cold cold glass of Coca-Cola.
I was doing me a dunking contest on the backyard.
$140,000 is what ass. That little commentary about sitting down with a glass of Coca-Cola.
Who pays for that?
The advertisers.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin Durant is getting money, too. His tweets are worth $67,000. Kobe Bryant worth about $42,000. Floyd Mayweather, the richest athlete out there, $35,000, and Dwight Howard, $34,000.
So, good,
and
God.
That's according to ESPN.
Wow,
that's among athletes. Now there are some celebrities getting more money than that. Kim Kardashian gets a fair piece more than that. You look at her Twitter account, and every third tweet is her holding up some product next to her face.
So you. You can't,
Hey, while we're on this topic, I'm opening Twitter right now, and so if anybody wants to send over a nickel,
yeah.
I'll shout that out for you to my tens of followers.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Attaboy guns.
These nuts guy who's running for president, yeah. The white kid, right?
White kid, 15 years old, Midwestern. You know.
But then with the Snoop Dogg and the Dre and whatever, the Chronic thing, you would have thought maybe he was a black kid, but he's not. But there are people out there. We had that lady who was running the show over at the NAACP who was saying that she was black or part black or something like that, and it was all bogus. And there's another story like that,
I've forgotten her name, but there is another one has reared its ugly head.
Uh-oh.
This guy was part of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Oh, and they're in the news a lot these
days. Oh, my goodness.
They're showing up to every political rally.
And very recently, too, because there was another shooting actually in St. Louis, I think, close to Ferguson.
Yeah.
And they're,
mm-hmm.
they're going nuts about that. But this guy's name is Sean King. And he has claimed for quite some time to be of mixed parentage, black father and Caucasian white mother.
Right.
He even was so convincing during his high school years that he got a leadership award that enticed Oprah Winfrey to pay for his entire college education at Morehouse College, which is those scholarships are supposed to be for African-American guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen to this guy. And he claims to, you know, still be very dedicated to the Black Lives Matter movement. Which it's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Don't claim you're black.
White guys can do that, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, this isn't the same guy that shot and killed Cecil the Lion, is it?
I don't think so. Sounds like a dastardly deed.
Yeah.
But not him.
Right. Okay. Fine. Don't do that. And I don't know. Would you do this? You know, they've got that. There's a tall building somewhere where you can walk out on a precipice that's made out of...
Chicago.
In Chicago, where you can stand up there about, 250 feet in the air on a balcony made of plexiglass.
Right.
And you see nothing but, the ground below you, where you will die if you fall somehow. But people don't fall. But still, you feel like your innards are going to fall out of you when you stand on that thing. And then there's the other one at the Grand Canyon. There's that
Grand
glass.
Canyon. You walk out on a big plexiglass thing over the edge.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
What else can they do to enhance that concept, Greg?
That feeling of that. Yeah, I don't know if you have that dream where you're jumping off a diving board into the air, but you'll soon be able to do that in London, where they're building what they're calling a sky pool. So it is a giant plexiglass clear pool that is going to be 10 stories in the air, suspended between two apartment buildings, basically.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong, apart from the fact that you're going to be the one that makes a mess in the pool when you do, at least I probably.
Oh who's going to be the first person to do that on purpose?
Yeah.
So terrifying. Oh. It just seems like the most insane concept in the world.
You think of all the things, all the lurid and untoward things that people do in public swimming pools.
Oh.
And now combine that with what seems to be the world's insatiable thirst for momentary attention. and what are people going to start doing in that pool?
Well, imagine you jump in there and your drawers go down to your knees when you dive in, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens to me.
Hey.
Or I go
Hello,
back.
Hello, London. Look at me,
Right. Or I go float about five dozen baby Ruths in there.
Yeah.
Oh, float around.
Yeah.
That's me. That's my idea of fun.
Oh, gosh. People are going to be.
No way.
Yeah. So do you stand below it with binoculars? Is that how that works?
Oh, think of the smell of bleach from that they're going to have to dump in that water.
Probably. Hey, did that picture go up on the fun page? Because there's an amazing picture.
Oh, is there a picture? We've sent it to our web munchkins, and they'll have it up there momentarily for people to look at.
I want to see it too. It's the pool of nightmares. It really is.
Yeah, the pool that nightmares are made of.
Right. Yeah.
What it is a giant floating loo.
Yeah.
And It's in London, first of all. Oh. Why does the sun ever come out in London?
Never.
Why would you go to a pool in London?
I'm looking at the picture. Your naughty bits. I'm looking at the picture, and why does it look like it's cracked throughout? It's full of cracks.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm going to hurry the web munchkins up so they get that on there. By the way, speaking of munchkins, Shannon Doherty, you remember her?
Sure.
Was she diminutive?
She was the nightmare of 90210.
Yeah. I don't want to upset her by
diminutive?
Calling her.
Diminutive? I think she was a little like 5'2 or 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, not a munchkin, though.
No. Nope.
Pretty lady.
Not quite.
Pretty lady. Somehow she...
she's a whiner. What are you talking about?
Well, easy. She has breast cancer.
Oh, sorry. I'm in that club, too, but not the breast cancer club, but anyway.
Anyway, she says it's the fault of her former management firm, and she's suing them. She's saying they gave her cancer.
Oh, sure.
She had medical insurance through the Screen Actors Guild, but in 2013, the firm neglected to pay her bill for 2014, so then they dropped her as a client the following February, and with no health insurance and no coverage, it was too late to get a doctor who could cover her for her breast cancer, and now it's advanced, and so she's suing.
Hmm. I hope she makes it.
Yeah, me too. Big star, and she's done a bit for TV and movies. Hey, and it's one of those weird weekends for movies. The movies that are out this weekend are just, all three of them are bizarre in their own way. So it's hard to pick a flick.
Yeah, I have no idea what's coming out.
Well, you'll find out, and that's why we have Manny the Movie Guy. He joins us next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. It's time to see what the movie companies have in store for you. It's your local Cineplex. Joining us live is the man who convinced Kristen Stewart to join Team Manny. It's KMIR-TV Palm Springs movie reviewer, Manny the Movie Guy.
That's right. Forget Team Edward and...
team Wolfie and
Team Wolfie,
whatever. Team Vampire.
Team Jacob. There you go.
There, yeah.
I'm still a tween at heart.
Oh.
Remember my Twilight.
Look at you. Now, Kristen Stewart didn't try to sully you, did she? I mean, she's got her way with the guys. She can, even with you, she could take you to the dark side, Manny.
Well, no, you know what? Honestly, a lot of, you know, if you guys Google it, Kristen Stewart is on one of the, and Jesse Eisenberg, they're both on the top 7 worst celebrities to interview.
Oh,
but let me just tell you, I had a great time with both of them.
No kidding,
they
see?
They were laughing, she was flirting with me when I told them that, you know, you guys just have an effect in chemistry. And she's like, oh, and she was winking at me. You like the chemistry, Manny? Can you feel it? And Jesse Eisenberg loves the Filipino culture. So we talked about the Philippines, you know, me being from the Philippines, of course.
Yeah.
And then when I said it's refreshingly original, he said, that's great. They should put that on the poster, Manny. And guess what? It's
what?
Not on the poster, but it's in the trailer.
It's in the trailer?
Yes. So some Facebook friend.
What was the line again?
The most fun I had in theaters this year.
And from Manny the Movie Guy.
Manny the Movie
Guy. Not refreshingly delicious. What was it?
No. And they also used my quote, ultra funny.
Oh.
Nice.
I'm very happy about it. So you get
ultra funny, says Manny the Movie Guy.
In a world where things are ultra funny.
Right. No, seriously, it's funny. I'll post it on my Facebook page later so you guys can make fun of me. Actually, it's on my Facebook page now.
What about the interview with Kristen Stewart? Can we see that at Manny the Movie Guy?
It's also mannythemovieguy.com.
Well, I'll talk about her movie, American Ultra. From watching the trailers, it just looks bizarre to me. I can't figure it out. It doesn't look to follow any kind of Hollywood formula.
Yeah, and you're very good. That's why I said it's refreshingly original. Thank you for pointing that out.
Oh.
It's action, it's comedy, it's drama, romance. American Ultra is all of those above genres. And the best part, it actually works.
Hmm.
And, you know, the best part really is blending different genres and making it work is almost impossible. Yeah. But Kristen Stewart and Jesse Eisenberg deserve big credit. They have affecting chemistry that we first saw in Adventureland. I love that movie, and this one you will enjoy too. The two star as a chilled-out stoner couple whose lives are turned upside down when Eisenberg's true character is revealed. He's a government agent. But what can you do if you can't even remember? Yeah. Now this is from music video director Nima Nourizadeh, who gave us Project X, and he also gave us some eye-popping visuals and well-choreographed fight scenes. You will laugh and feel the thrills and chills. The movie grabs you by the neck and never lets go. But keep in mind, this is rated R, and hear me when I say it's ultra, ultra violent.
Oh, rated R for the violence, or do we see some...
Not a whole lot of, no.
You know, little, you know...
But American Ultra is not perfect. Some Jason Bourne mechanisms of the story are formulaic. Yeah. But Eisenberg and Stewart will make you feel ultra fantastic, ultra amazing, and ultra sweet.
All right, very good. How many kisses for that one?
It's actually 3 kisses.
Oh, 3 out of 5, not bad. All right, so that's better than average. Now, I can tell you, for me and many of the other people out there who fear that in our lifetime robots will take over the world, Agent 47 looks like my worst nightmares come true. I don't know if the guy's a robot, but he certainly looks like he could kill like a robot could kill.
Well, let me tell you, this is the sequel to Hitman, and you probably will say, what, Hitman? I don't blame you. You probably haven't heard of the 2007 original where Timothy Olyphant starred as Agent 47. That was a bad movie, but the sequel just makes the franchise worse.
Yep.
This time, Agent 47 is played by Rupert Friend from Pride and Prejudice, The Young Victoria, all beautiful movies. This one is not beautiful at all. He's an elite assassin who's genetically engineered to be the perfect killing machine. He's the 47th clone, and is the best one, apparently. But this movie attempts to give him character, but failed.
Now,
the worst sin that this movie has committed is there's really no eye-popping action scenes at all. Sure, they're slick, but for an action movie, that's a big fail. This one is as empty as the previous Agent clone. My biggest question is, what the heck is Zachary Quinto doing in this film? He's a fantastic actor, and playing a CIA in this not-so-good movie does him not-so-good things.
Oh, all right. Yeah. We'll remember that. It goes on his permanent record. And finally, we have, is this a scary movie, Sinister 2?
Right, you know, I was going to say Hitman Agent 47, if you're so inclined, just wait for it on Netflix or Hulu.
Oh, okay.
But the other one movie that you have to just wait for Netflix or Hulu is Sinister 2.
Yeah.
The first Sinister was a surprise hit. I enjoyed it, but that's largely because of Ethan Hawke making an appearance in a scary flick with demonic twists and turns.
Yeah.
Fast forward to 3 years, Hawke disappeared along with original director Scott Derrickson, and what we got for Sinister 2 is like a direct-to-video or direct-to-Netflix dime-a-dozen horror movies that doesn't need to exist.
Hey.
Sinister is now an officially dead franchise.
Ooh.
Hey, Manny, let me ask you, is there a particular time of year that's best to release horror movies like this for that genre? It seems like they either pop up midsummer or like February. Am I right?
Exactly. No, actually January. January and February are like the dumping grounds for bad movies.
Okay.
Normally, you know, that's funny because Silence of the Lambs was considered a bad movie when it came out in 1992, but look what happened.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a good horror movie, you drop it in right after Halloween in November, right?
That's right. But, you know, Saw or Paranormal Activity, they all drop in November during Halloween. But this one, you know, you can, it's probably, you know, it's movies that they release like right on the tip of the end of summer are normally not that great either.
Yeah.
You know, and so Sinister 2 is really not that amazing. The plot revolves quickly around the aftermath of what happened in the first movie. Now, Shannon Sossaman plays a mom who must protect her twin sons after they find themselves in a house cursed by evil.
Evil,
yeah. But don't waste your time on this one. You know, it's got a lot of by-the-numbers, scary formula. Oh, watch for the cat. Or look at the mysterious video. It's alive.
Yeah.
And that's...
Don't go in the closet.
That's right.
Come on, let's go in the closet.
I promise.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, now go to MannyTheMovieGuy.com so you can see Kristen Stewart come on to Manny the Movie Guy and see what happens then.
I want to see that, Manny. Were you even thinking, you know, twice about what was going on with her?
I was nervous. No, I was nervous because, you know, you know what? A week before, both stars Stewart and Eisenberg released a they starred in
a sex tape.
Funny or Die? No, not yet. Funny or Die video, and they're talking about the sexist questions that they both had.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I was like, oh my god, I'm not gonna ask them any sexist thing.
Yeah.
Sexist.
No. Yeah. Well. There he is. There he is once again. The sexy, not sexist, Manny the movie guy. And we'll talk to you again next week.
By the way, next week I have a special plan for you. The top 10 best movies of the year so far as we head on out to the award season.
Nice.
Ah,
way to go,
can't
Manny.
Wait. We'll pre-promote that. Thanks, Manny.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Have a weekend.
You too. Hey, coming up, the lethal connection between sugar, toxins, gluten, and heart disease. And here's the twist. Why we need to eat meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Thanks for tuning in. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends, added.com. You land on our website, and you do want to go to the show fun page because, yes, our web munchkins have been busy, and they have indeed posted the photo of the London Sky Pool. Thank you, Gonzo Greg, for providing that. And yes, there are cracks in that artist's rendering of the pool. Plexiglass suspended between two buildings so that
that's
can.
That's good that the
see.
Artist yeah. actually put cracks in the rendering.
Yeah.
You know, just,
but
yeah.
no baby Ruths or
yeah.
anything yet.
Nothing like that.
And these days, if you know tech and video and all of that sort of thing, okay, let's go out to lunch. It's rendering.
Yes.
Hey, I want you to get your vegetarian friend, family member, or coworker. Take his or her hand and sit down for our next guest. Joining us live is the author of the new book, The Paleo Cardiologist, which is available in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. In fact, it is The Paleo Cardiologist, Dr. Jack Wolfson. Dr. Wolfson, how are you, sir?
Excellent, Phil. Just getting ready for lunch, getting ready for a little grass-fed beef on top of an organic salad.
Nice.
So,
look
at you.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Grass. Did you feed the grass to the animal?
I did not. I'm a doctor, not a farmer. I'll leave that for the professionals. But
good.
It'd be fun to do it.
I think this conversation could be very instructive for a lot of people, or confusing for vegetarians. Is America eating wrong?
Certainly they are. I mean, obviously we see the massive explosion in obesity, to use the word massive, obesity, hypertension, heart disease, brain diseases, diabetes, you name it. I mean, it's clearly we're going in the wrong direction. The government gave us the wrong guidelines for over the last 50 years, yeah. and American health is suffering.
Well, people say that you get a lot of that stuff from eating red meat, and that's what you're having for lunch.
Well, you know, once again, our ancestors, you know, for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, maybe even millions of years, have been eating meat. Every society in the history of the world has been a meat and or seafood eater. Even, you know, all animals, look at animals. They either eat other animals or they eat insects. We need to, you know, get those things into our diet, incorporate those into our diet, and that's going to lead to the best outcomes, especially when we're talking about free-range grass-fed meats and healthy wild
food. What kind of insects, doctor?
Look, I clearly look at Asian cultures even today. I mean, those markets over there in Thailand, China, Japan, all different types of insects. I can't say I'm a big insect person myself, but there are actually companies that produce a flour made out of cricket protein.
Uh-huh. I've heard of that.
Yeah, well, if they're going to grind it up, that's fine. But if I've got to stick a cockroach in my mouth, that's not exactly appetizing, nor is it fun to watch, especially if you have to pick the legs out of your teeth.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you're right about that, obviously. And I haven't done that myself. But I think, obviously, when you're hungry, you'll eat anything.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, it's all mental, of course.
After all, aren't lobsters and crabs related to spiders? Or some other
lobsters, they're like the cockroach of the sea, basically.
Right. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, right. Okay, good. Now
and delicious.
Well, let's talk about making changes to what we eat and thus fend off some of the diseases that you mentioned.
Well, I mean, the first thing we could do, obviously, is kick the grain to the curb, get rid of the wheat, the barley, the rye, those gluten-containing grains. So much has been written about it, and, of course, I write about it in my book, how damaging those things are to heart health, and, of course, they're not paleo-ancestral food. Get rid of that. Get rid of all the extra dairy products, and most importantly, get rid of the sugar. Yeah. Sugar is absolute poison to the body.
But it's delicious.
It's so addictive, and it is delicious. But I want everyone to understand exactly what they're dealing with and what the health consequences are of so much sugar consumption, and how sugar is hidden in so many foods. Ketchup, for example, is basically pure sugar.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's in some parts of the world, it's the fifth major food group. Well, I had a bowl of Thai pasta last night, and it had one of those peanut and sugar-based sauces in there. Just delicious. Had some shrimp and some chicken and other things in there, and even some tofu. Now, starting with the ingredients that I just mentioned, oh, the noodles were in there too. How much of that is wrong, based on your estimation?
Pretty much just about everything, Phil. I mean, listen, you got the noodles in there, which are all carbs. They add in extra sugar, of course, on top of it. The tofu is no doubt from genetically modified soy, which is so damaging to the body. Soy damages the thyroid gland, interferes with thyroid hormone production, interferes with all hormones in general. So, you know, certainly I tell my people and patients and readers to avoid soy. I can't really think of too much that was healthy in there. I'm sure the shrimp was not wild shrimp. It was probably a farm-raised shrimp. Hmm. So, Phil, I'm sure you had a good
time eating
it, but I can't say. I wouldn't do it too often, that's for sure.
No, I'm probably not going to die. I'll probably, based on what you're saying, Doctor, I'll get erectile dysfunction. Is that right?
Yes.
That's worse than dying.
Erectile dysfunction, thyroid, gain weight, you name it, you're going to get it if you keep eating like that. But I think you're a smart enough guy to try and change.
I'll work on that. And here's my buddy Ted. He's got a question.
Yeah,
for
Doc. You know, all of the business about wheat and gluten and so forth. For some reason, I believe that ancient civilizations did raise grains and eat them. You know, they probably weren't the genetically modified ones that we have today. Is that the problem with them?
Well, there's certainly a problem with the GMO grains, and specifically because they're spraying all the pesticides on there. So the pesticides are damaging. But the people, they ate a different form of grain. And listen, the agriculture revolution was only 10,000 years ago. Mm. Our bodies are not built for it. Our bodies are the same as they were 25,000 years ago, 50,000 years ago. We were not grain eaters. Don't believe the hype of the different corporations that are making all those products. It's unhealthy. And certainly if you have health problems, get rid of it and notice how much better you're going to feel.
I agree. But, you know, the whole idea also about those carbs and those starch carbs is that they are ultimately sugar in your system.
Yes, they raise blood sugar. Elevated blood sugar is the worst thing you could do. It's diabetes, leads to brain problems, heart problems, and the aforementioned erectile dysfunction.
Hey, that's great. Correct. Dr. Wolfson, now you say we can make some basic changes and feel great in 2 days. How?
Oh, very easy. I mean, it you'd be surprised that when you start cutting out, when you immediately cut out the grain and you miss it for a couple of meals, you drop a few pounds. You drop a few pounds of water weight. You're not bloated. You have more energy. It happens very, very quickly. And I encourage everyone just to give it a try. Hey, go paleo for 3 days and just notice the difference.
People tend to eat more when they're depressed. But I wonder, after listening to you for a bit, maybe what we put in our stomachs is getting us down in the mouth.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, clearly all that sugar, you know, just spikes cortisol. We get super excited, get a lot of energy from it, and then we crash. Same thing happens when we drink caffeine. And if we eat the right foods, we have this steady state of hormone production and feel great all the time.
We're obsessed with our cholesterol too, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, clearly the government, pushed those guidelines on us regarding cholesterol and cholesterol being the problem. Meanwhile, cholesterol is so important for every single cell in the body and for hormone production, for digestion. Vitamin D even comes from cholesterol. So we want plenty of cholesterol. In fact, there's data that shows that older folks that have high levels of cholesterol live the longest.
Yeah. All right. Well, the book is called The Paleo Cardiologist. It's available in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. Usually when we talk to a doctor about food and diet and all of that sort of thing, I feel hungry. Right now, I feel like maybe I need to stick my finger down my throat. And that's no commentary on you, doctor. You're helping point me in the right direction, and I'm going to spend some time with your book, and everybody should. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, thank you so much, Phil and Todd. I appreciate it.
Okay, there he goes. Seems like a healthy, happy guy, doesn't
he? No, very definitely. I think he's right, too. I agree with all of that stuff. The starch carbs are the ones that...
All of it.
The biochemical result of
I brought you into the studio to contrast between the
Oh, yeah, but I love gluten. Oh, give me all the gluten.
It's hot, though, huh?
Yeah, some bread with some butter on it. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
But that Thai noodles last night was delicious.
Oh, it's delicious, but can you feel your erectile dysfunction coming on?
No.
I mean, it's... Something.
No,
I'd be real concerned.
No, there's a contrast in, a contradiction in terms there.
What erectile dysfunction?
You don't feel your erectile dysfunction coming on.
Boy, I missed that, huh?
Yeah.
went right
and
over,
I'm done. Somebody ring the bell.
Yeah, I don't have a bell.
Shock me.
I need to get I used to have a bell on my morning show. How many of you, did you have a bell on your morning show?
I had a fire extinguisher that I whacked with a piece of metal.
Oh, good. How about you, Greg?
Ding, ding, ding.
I did have the, ring for service bell.
There you go. Important.
Was it a real ring or was it a sound effect and you pressed a button?
It was an actual bell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They issue it from DJ school. You get a bell and you get a horn.
Oh, well, I dropped out.
A clown horn. A clown horn.
Clown horn, yeah.
By the way... Did you know that the Empire State Building makes more money from selling tickets to its observation deck than it does from renting out office space?
Jeez.
Well, that makes sense, especially what day you're supposed to go up there. Is it Valentine's Day you're supposed to go to the Empire State Building?
Well, if you've ever gone, I mean, you wait in line for a couple of hours just to get up there.
Yeah, see, that's why I'll never go.
The trick is set up a business meeting with one of the companies that's renting office space
and
then go right up there. And everybody who has an office, they have these little go-to-the-front-of-the-line passes to go to the observation deck.
Oh.
There's the hot tip.
There you go.
I've done that twice.
That's what I should have had when I went to the Johnny Cash Museum in Nashville. I couldn't get in.
Their
same
book
thing.
Publishers are all... You know who was in there? You know who I met? The guy... That was not the guy that made them, but the record label that was selling the Christmas cats.
The meow, 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 those songs.
The ones with the cats meowing and the dogs barking the Christmas carols.
Right. Row, 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 row,
that guy.
Row.
Yeah. He had an office in the Empire State Building, and I had a business meeting with him for some bizarre reason.
What sort of bizarre thing are you doing on the side, Phil?
Really?
I can't even imagine why you would meet that
Empire
person.
State Building.
I was trying to sell him something, I'm sure.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Didn't see Tom Hanks and Meg What's-Her-Name up there, did you?
One more thing, talking about selling stuff. The guy who founded Adidas, you know, the
Yeah,
the
one of the brothers, right?
His younger brother was the guy who founded Puma.
That's right.
So why didn't they work together? I mean, it's like...
They hate each other.
Do they?
Yeah, one's named Cain, one's named Abel. They didn't say that.
Do you have a brother, Phil?
No, I have a sister.
Oh, that's why you don't understand.
Yeah, you both have brothers?
Had, but yes.
And you just compete?
Well, just never knew each other, you know?
Yeah.
I just pushed him away at an early age, like eighth grade.
It's all those noogies.
Yeah.
Too many noogies.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, it took a good 30 years or so for me to treat my sister with any form of respect.
It's the sibling thing. It has no gender specification.
I know. Hey, that's it for hour number one of the program. It goes by so fast, doesn't it?
Quickly.
I wish we could go back and spend an extra 20 minutes of hour one with you, but we can't. That's physically impossible.
More Manny is what I say.
Yes.
Dig Manny.
But there is more to come, and more people, almost as interesting as Manny, including our tech guy, and this is going to scare you, two stories from Google that will just scare the wits right off of you.
Whoa.
Maybe the pants as well.
Cool.
Including, you know the Uber story, right? There's some scary guys behind the wheel, and we'll have that and a whole lot more in the second hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends coming up next.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation. This is the part where you laugh, Ted. Each time we've done the show, you've laughed right at that point. Anyway, stories you care about, that's what we talk about. You'll hear from experts, authors, and others. We had a couple of those. We had an expert and an other in the first hour. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, Google is about as big as a company can get, and with that bigness comes power, and how Google chooses to use it affects you. Our tech guy has a scary story about that and more. Plus, how hot is it? Scientists have the stats, and last month, whew. Plus, what does the lead singer of Aerosmith sound like when he's singing country music? We have it, and you'll hear it. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thanks for tuning in. Ted,
yeah.
Thrash Pie Pritchard is here. Greg, Gonzo Greg Spillane
yeah.
is here. And with that, we have a show. We've got our friends. And Greg, let's head back out to you now for our first story of this hour. And like Frankenstein said, fire hot.
But yeah. I mean, is it hot enough for you? Have you heard that enough yet?
Yeah.
How hot is it?
Yeah. Boy, whoo, it's hot out. Is it hot out there? Yeah. I was in, I was hanging with you guys in L.A. this weekend, and you guys are complaining because it's, 90?
Yeah.
90, 100, something like that. And, I live full-time in Las Vegas where 110 is a usual day.
Standard.
Congratulations, Earth. You've done it. You've made July 2015 the hottest month in recorded history.
Oh,
well done,
fantastic.
Earth.
That's
I
right.
Feel better
yes.
now.
Yeah. So there you go. July's average temperature for the entire Earth overall. So this would include, North Pole, South Pole.
Modern record keeping, by the way, because I'm almost certain some cave dwellers put some kind of Marco hieroglyph or something inside a cave to indicate,
holy crap,
was hot this
right. Is it somewhere on a cave wall it says, is it hot enough for you? Yeah.
It was hot. It was hot.
It's the humidity. What's the hieroglyph for humidity? That one?
Man, the past three moons were pretty hot, weren't they?
Yeah.
So according to modern records, so we're going to go say 1880. Average temperature on the planet in July was 61.86 degrees.
Wow. So I wonder when they first started really measuring, like temperature measuring.
Not 1880? Well, they were keeping records.
That's when they were recording it. So, invent the thermometer?
Yeah, something like that.
No, we had that and barometric pressure. We understood all of those things for a long
Benjamin
time.
Benjamin Franklin, probably him.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Troublemaker.
But, so if you're complaining that it's hot, then you're right. You have science on your side. So if somebody tells you to shut up, you're complaining about the heat, you can say, it's true. And then they say this is going to be mega El Nino this year. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah.
This El Nino guy, can we get him on the phone?
Yeah.
Can we call El Nino and see, what his problem is, what he's got in for us?
Pick up the phone.
What do we do? Hey, it's El Nino. Hey, why are you calling me? Hey, I've got storms to make here. I'm very busy. I have a lot of kids in the car. It's very hot. It's hot. And got to cause some stuff.
You could burn things. And in fact, people gathered together to pay tribute to burning things. In fact, they burn a man, an effigy of a man, at a concert gathering, a festival of some sort.
It's a festival. We all know about Burning Man. It's where a bunch of nerdy startup guys on MDMA get together in the desert and are obnoxious together.
Right, but it used to be a whole bunch of, go up there and get naked and do acid for weeks, right?
Right, basically, yeah, I think that's how it started. And finally, after years, how many years have they been doing Burning Man now?
Long time, man. They've been around, right? Yeah.
Since the dawn of fire.
Yeah, it starts on the 30th, and finally the desert is rising up against it. The earth is rejecting Burning Man because the site of Burning Man this year, I guess the people that are out there setting things up and getting ready for the infestation of, weirdos, is infested with a biblical plague of these bitey green bugs
that
are apparently, they're
pestilence.
Just awful. nasty, awful a-hole bugs. I'm not sure what kind of bugs they are. So for lack of the scientific term, we'll call them a-hole bugs.
Right.
And they bite. On the Burning Man blog, if you want to go there and check it out, the rumors are true. The rumors about the bugs are all true. The bugs are real, at least. They're everywhere. They bite. They crawl all over you. They get up and in you.
Oh.
Up and in you.
Oh.
Up and in you. And if you follow, you know, Burning Man on the Twitter or the hashtag Burning Man or whatever, people are posting pictures of these things, and they are gross and awful and apparently everywhere.
So there's no nudity this year.
Yes, everybody's wearing hazmat.
Yeah, they're wearing chastity belts.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Right, and just covered in off.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe that's the pickup line. Hi, check you for bugs?
Yeah. Hey, you got any off?
They got a website, you know, they got a radio station, they got, and you know, they, like people from big time tech, you know, up north, Northern California, they go out there and set up huge booths, and, you know, it's now a seriously commercial
thing.
It's
totally corporate, as opposed to how festivals were when they started, like at Woodstock.
Right.
It was all anti, you know, commercialism, and
sure, yeah.
Of course, all of those people are grown up to become Republicans. But the interesting thing is, though, speaking of Woodstock, 46 years later, the soundtrack to Woodstock, the album that came out, there's a couple on the cover,
right?
Wrapped in a blanket, standing up, and kind of like, I'm sure they're loaded out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
That couple is still together.
And they haven't showered since.
It's Nick Erkoline standing on a hill at Woodstock among a bunch of other hippies, and he's wrapped in a blanket, embracing his girl Bobby Kelly at the time. They got married 2 years later, and they have two grown children who are probably abhorred by the memories of Woodstock and their parents and walking around naked and covered in mud and all that sort of thing.
I narrowly avoided having to go to Woodstock.
I did too, Guns. I just missed it.
My parents went, and I nearly went, and they thankfully left me at my grandmother's house.
And what did they do there? Was a sibling of yours conceived at Woodstock?
No, not
to your knowledge.
None that the NOVS know of.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, are you a fan of the country music?
Well,
some, yeah. You know, I like the old stuff. I'm a Johnny Cash guy. I'm a Merle Haggard guy.
Yeah, I like the real hardcore hillbilly stuff.
You like the Hootie and the Blowfish kind?
No, not even.
Not the modern. Yeah, I can't stand the modern.
No, Hootie's on there.
I like a guy sitting on a box with a guitar or a mandolin that he made.
And no teeth and married to his cousin.
Exactly.
Nah, yeah,
that's the kind I like.
That's legit right
but,
there.
But
yeah.
Tell me about, there's a fairly famous, everybody's heard of him, even if they're not into rock and roll music. You know who this guy is.
Sure. Steven Tyler is going to be doing country music. And I've forgotten the guy's name with whom. But I think the king of radio show producers has got a little sample of Steven Tyler's country music right now. There's a hint of banjo in there.
There is. Where's
okay, you can hear the...
Come on, where's the pickup truck? Where's the whiskey? Where's the gun rack?
There's a little slide guitar in there, maybe a little violin, and there might be a mandolin and a banjo and all
right,
that.
Right, maybe just a little more melodic than the usual Steven Tyler screeching and dancing around with a boa around his neck.
But if it wasn't couched as a country song, you might just say, oh, it's the latest Steven Tyler single.
Exactly.
It's just a song. Yeah,
sounds like the ballad on an Aerosmith album.
Right. Yeah. Nothing like a guy from Boston to croon your country hit for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
We were talking about Woodstock and festivals and Burning Man and all of that. And what's the matter with you Jimmy Buffett fans? I mean, really, there's something wrong with Jimmy Buffett fans.
That guy sells out every time he plays.
I know it.
It does. It's bizarre.
People are wearing the Hawaiian shirts and parrot hats and all that kind of thing. But wait till you hear what they're bringing to concerts. That's next. Here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsakall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsakall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsakalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in to Phil Hewlett and Friends. A little later, in about 15 minutes or so, you're going to hear from our tech guy. And again, he's got some scary Google stuff for you. And we'll also find out what kind of an axe murderer picks you up in an Uber car.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett fans are known as parrot heads. And now they're also becoming known for bringing their own homemade toilets to his shows. And then leaving the nasty buckets behind.
Thanks.
What?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
This is an article out of the Sun Chronicle. It says that they were makeshift toilets, or there were, everywhere after a recent Jimmy Buffett show. Local police, one policeman said, they're known as a party crowd, and I guess they don't want to wait in line for the bathroom. That's how the cops
So you finish your popcorn and then just plop down on it. Is that it? In the bucket?
Well, yeah. I don't know. So how
you
many
bring your own bucket, right?
You got to wonder how many people are we talking about. Well, according to the report, 75 to 100 tailgaters had to be told to shut down their homemade toilets in their tents. And 7 of the 10 of these filthy things were left on the grounds after the show.
Of course.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Buffett show?
Never.
No, have you?
Yeah, I had to go once. Yeah, it was awful before the toilets. I can't imagine now with toilets.
I want to tell
Jimmy Buffett now with toilets.
Let's explain how to make a parrot head toilet, a parrot head potty. That's what we'll call them.
Okay.
You get one of those 5 gallon buckets, you know, the paint buckets,
yeah,
the plastic ones.
Bucket.
Yeah, yeah. You get
Home
one of those.
Depot.
And then you pick up one of those foam pool noodles.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know those floaty noodles
the floaties,
that they have? Yeah.
To make it comfy.
And you make yourself a rim around the seat.
It's a rim job.
Yeah. Now, others they get just a plank of wood, and they cut a hole out of the plank and put it on top of the bucket. But
there's
still,
a throwback.
The foam noodle is a nice,
nice touch.
Luxurious touch. Yeah.
Very creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We might all be doing that if they start rationing our water and we can't flush our toilets anymore.
People trash talk the punk rock kids, but come on.
Yeah.
Seriously, guys.
Sheesh. Right.
Yeah. Right. Right. Just imagine your mom and your dad are parrot heads. Oh, the horror of being a teenager. Right?
Well, it's worse than the Woodstock couple for Right.
I think so. Now, we made a big deal in the last program about the female Viagra being approved,
right.
And it was approved while we were on the air. I don't know that we had anything to do with that, but it was flumazenil or something like that. I heard it pronounced several different ways, but there's no way a lady's going to buy and ingest something called flumazenil.
Right.
But in trying to get... sexed up before she goes out to dinner or however, whenever you take these pills. But Greg, we found out that there is actually a name for this now.
Well, they gave it a marketing name, and I haven't heard it pronounced yet. Is it Addy?
How's they spelling
Addy.
It? Is it Addy?
Addy? I'm spelling it Addy. Addy.
Yeah.
So it's easy to pronounce. I was totally incorrect. My sources told me it was called Puddles.
Yes, right. You were wrong. Your sources are wrong.
I was wrong.
There's a lot of outrage about it because of a couple of reasons. The side effects are amazing. Number one is death. I think. Right.
Dizziness. Like ghost-like images of Bill Cosby show up.
Sure. Yes, there's that.
And that's it.
Nobody wants that. But the big problem with it is that we're calling it female Viagra.
Right.
Which is the dumbing down so that they can sell the thing, because it's an attempt to cure female sexual dysfunction,
yes,
which is already treatable with what we have, including hormones and stuff like that. It's not Viagra. Viagra for men is to increase blood flow to the penis to have an erection.
Yeah, now the Viagra
what,
for men,
Viagra does.
It's just about every man who has trouble with that is qualified to take Viagra. Now the female, this Addy, is only good for maybe 1 out of 10 women who have some form of sexual dysfunction, right?
Right, and so billing it as some sort of female Viagra is just, it's dumb and it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's just another play by a drug company, it seems like, to
yeah, they were just getting it in everybody's mind that it's about your sexual activity.
Next thing you know, they're going to be handing it out to girls in the schoolyard. You know, the pushers are going to be doing
that. Oh, sure,
that.
And it'll be provided for in your health care.
The latest abused drug will be this
right.
one.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama. Yeah.
You know what? There's this guy on TV. I don't know if you've seen him yet, but he's one of the funniest guys I've seen on TV. Funniest guys to come along in a long time. His name is John Oliver. Have you seen, what's his show called? It's
Guns.
Last Week Tonight.
Yes.
There you go.
If you haven't seen that, you should check it out because this
guy.
Yeah,
and if you're jonesing for The Daily Show, since, you know, that's not on anymore, once a week at least you can get John Oliver, who filled in for.
Right. I thought he was going to get the gig, to be honest with you, because I think he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's outstanding, and it's a great show, Last Week Tonight.
And he's done something explain it, Ted.
Well, he's gone after, it's a subject that comes up about every 10, 15 years when these people seem to get really out of hand again, the televangelists. The guys who go on the air on television, they got a whole crowd of people who line up at Applebee's on Saturday night and mow everything in sight, and they pretty much tell them, and there's a specific name for this. They say, look, I'm proud to be rich. This is we make our I'm proud to be a wealthy guy, and you send me money and I'll send you a blessing. Basically, I'm oversimplifying radically, but anyway, so John Oliver has gone after televangelists and, pretty much all of them. And he found out that he could be a televangelist on his own by forming his own church.
Yeah, he started his own church. It was outstanding.
Starting his own church, yeah. So he's going after these guys. And this is a recurring theme, with media people. First guy I ever wrote for in radio, like in the early 1980s, late 70s, early 1980s, Murphy in the Morning. We were in Charlotte, North Carolina. Right across the border in South Carolina was the PTL Club, which was called People That Love. Murphy turned it into Pass the Loot. And he had brother, not Bill Baker, but Bill Taker. And they did the lectures, and they got all the money and all
this
that
was,
stuff.
Got sued over this it, was yeah. Baker and Tammy Faye, right?
Tammy Faye Baker.
The other Baker, her husband's name.
Jim Baker.
Who had the affair with that what was that fancy girl's name?
Oh, gosh. I had to ask Stark the other day.
Jessica Hahn.
Jessica Hahn.
Right. Sam Kinison's girlfriend there for a while.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
Yeah,
oh,
remember
wow.
that? So this yeah. is, so like I say, it repeats. It's like a generational thing. And they'll, one of these guys, when they start looking into it, it's finally, it's good because ultimately the closer you look, the dirtier these guys get. One of them blows up and then they try to normalize again. Another 15, 20 years down the road, we'll go after them again.
Funny show. And another funny show worth mentioning while we're on the topic of funny shows. You wouldn't think that this guy, Patrick Stewart, would be funny. But Greg, tell us just how funny is Blunt Talk?
Oh, yeah, Patrick Stewart, from Stark to Jean-Luc Picard, right? Engage! Yeah. Is in an incredibly great new show called Blunt Talk, and it is on Stars. And if I'm not mistaken, you can watch a couple episodes for free on the Stars website, even if you don't have cable or whatever. Definitely check it out. And also, he just wrapped up an AMA on Reddit, just a few minutes ago. Huh. And it's an outstanding new comedy show. He plays kind of a blowhard right-wing talk show host on TV. And then, the cameras go off and he leaves and he goes out snorting coke and picking up transgender hookers and just so out of character from what we've known Patrick Stewart to do. And the show
and
is
he
just
still has that deep, elegant
he's still
British
Patrick,
voice.
Yeah, absolutely. Still engaged. Yeah, absolutely. And definitely worth checking out. I wanted to bring some sound for this, but I don't have it right now. But it's widely available if you want to look up Blunt Talk. Yeah. On the internet. Definitely check it out. It's
right.
outstanding.
Okay. You ever watch Vanilla Ice on TV? He's got that construction show that he does.
No, he'll
he'll buy mansions in Florida and then he'll
destroy them.
He'll clean them up and then flip them. He flips mansions.
He flips mansions.
Yeah. Vanilla Ice does that.
Of
so
course.
Bizarre.
And it's kind of cool to watch. But anyway, you remember his big hit? What was it called? Ice Ice Baby,
Ice,
right?
Ice Baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't supposed to be his first single. It
you
was...
mean Queen?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It was. Yeah. It was the B-side to his rap cover of Play That Funky Music.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. But since people didn't like that song, DJs flipped it and started playing Ice Ice Baby instead.
Wow. Remember, what was the metal band that did That covered the other song.
That was Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I had.
No, Wild Cherry was the one that did.
Wild Cherry did the original, and there was a metal band, Little Caesar.
Was it Little Caesar?
No. No, you're in the right. You're in the right ballpark there, but it was.
Slayer?
No. Mike, if you think of it, let us know.
No, I think we finally stumped him.
I thought it was. Yeah, damn. Oh, right, sorry.
But I had Vanilla Ice on my show once during the Limp Bizkit years when he tried to be a guy for a while.
Yeah, right.
And he was a likable guy, but just I don't know how he ends up on a TV show flipping houses or whatever.
You mentioned ice. Something comes to mind. I could swear I read something. Remember the ice bucket challenge?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
In fact, our Chris Martin on this show, he did the ice bucket challenge right in front of a live audience. And it was, we're pretty sure.
Oh, man, it's still going.
Yeah. And they've raised a ton of money. Is it helping, Ted?
It absolutely is. You probably saw all his stuff. One of the greatest examples of how social media can really push something into the forefront and over the top and be creative and wildly successful at the same time. That ice bucket challenge, you've seen all that, and it raised about $220 million, which they gave to research. It was for ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease.
Sure.
But they found out during the course of research that they found a protein that will help to cure Alzheimer's, dementia, all kind of neurological diseases. Very good thing.
How much money did you say they raised?
$220 million. And their new motto
Million or billion?
Million.
Oh.
Not bad.
Still a lot.
Yeah. Every August until a cure is their new motto. So they're going to start it over.
All right. Get your buckets handy. How powerful is Google?
Powerful, my friend. Big powerful.
Are they powerful enough to rig the election?
Perhaps. They got enough cash.
We'll find out how scary powerful Google is and also get a little more insight into just who is picking you up in your Uber. Yeah. Next, when our tech guy, Jeremy Antecuni, joins us right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. You're listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. You ever shop at the Walmart? Seems like almost everybody has. Some people have a visceral reaction when you just say Walmart. Do you meet those people?
That's me. I'm in Walmart when they're saying that.
Yeah, right. There's a study here. Walmart has done it. It's a very impressive job that they've done spreading around America some people might think like a gigantic low-priced STD. But where has the outbreak been the strongest? A website called GoBankingRates.com analyzed Walmart's sales data from last year to find out which state spends the most money there at Walmart per capita. And here are the results. I'll start at the bottom, number 10. Tennessee per capita.
Okay.
People spend $1,126 at Walmart.
A person per year.
Per year.
Wow.
Per capita. North Dakota, $1,189.
Well, there's not a whole lot of other places to shop there, all right? While you're so busy working in the oil fields.
I suppose.
While you're busy fracking, you can shop at Walmart.
Yeah. Do the frack. Missouri, $1,231.
Okay.
Louisiana, $1,235.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi, you might have thought Mississippi might crack the top five, but no, $1,395. Kansas, $1,418.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got to have something to do with the number of stores around, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Think about it. It's probably easier to build one of those big box stores in Kansas because everything's so flat.
Everything's flat as a pancake.
Yeah, right. Okay, Alabama, $1,477.
Oh, yeah.
Arkansas, $1,495.
Jeez, it's going up and up.
Yeah. South Dakota,
okay,
$1,512.
Wow, must not be anything else around. That's all I can think.
I think so
because they're shopping. You know, you get groceries in there too, right?
Yeah. Now my thought was that the per capita might actually go to one of the big, more affluent states like New York or
California
because we probably have more Walmarts
and more people that really desperately need to shop in a place that has prices like that.
Yeah, but California and New York, neither of them are on the top 10 list. The number one state where people spend the most money per capita at Walmart is with $1,662 per person, Oklahoma.
Wow, I'm floored. I thought it would have been Pennsylvania and New Jersey, one of them.
Yeah.
Well, got me there, Phil.
Yeah. All right, so we're moving right along here. I've got another list for you. Playboy has done a survey.
Oh, boy, they're always right on it.
Always a good survey. These are way better than the Forbes surveys. The Forbes surveys suck.
Right. Is D's nuts on this survey?
No. No, but Playboy has come up with the 10 sexiest cities in America.
Oh, boy.
And let's see what their guidelines are.
San Bernardino.
There you go. Right.
Yeah.
Reno.
Yeah.
Definitely Reno.
Now, how does Playboy define sexiness?
You're at a loss, Phil.
I'm at a loss. It's a complex formula. That's why. They just put out the survey, and they asked people, what's the sexiest American city? And that was the science right there.
That got me.
There's no factor of boob size versus...
Food for thought right there.
No. All right. But number 10 is Portland, Oregon.
Sexiest.
Do you watch Portlandia? I mean, there's nothing sexy going on in that show.
Raining? Put a bird on it. It's sexy.
Right. Funny. Incidentally, Detroit was voted the least sexy city in America.
Okay, that's...
San Diego, number 9.
Really? Sexy.
Las Vegas, number 8.
Hey, there you go, Gons.
Yeah.
Eight?
Number 8. 8 most sexy.
This is an outrage.
Well, probably more, as they call them, gentlemen's clubs in Las Vegas per capita than any other city, right?
Well, Gons, you can't... there's prostitution in Nevada, right? No?
Yeah, but not in
Oh, not
county.
In Nevegas County. What county is it?
I believe it's Nye County, I think.
Nye County.
That's out where...
Nye Poon in Nye County.
All right, next. Next we have Seattle, number 7.
Wow.
Not sexy at all.
No, I didn't.
Unless you like girls with hairy armpits, I think.
Next we have Boston, where everybody's wrapped up because it's cold most of the
time.
Right? It's not sexy there at all.
Yeah. San Francisco. Where's your San Francisco
accent? I think San Francisco's kind of sexy.
Yes.
I like San Francisco.
Yeah. Now, this makes a lot of sense. It doesn't make a lot of sense that it's not number 1. Miami.
Whoa. Okay.
But there's a lot of people just walking around naked in Miami, right? That's got to be...
Roller skating and men's thongs.
Yes.
Manny is going to be very upset by this, Nancy.
Yeah. Number 3, I don't understand this at all. If you think a beer belly and a brat is sexy, then Chicago's for you, and it's number 3.
Please. And a Chicago dog.
Yeah.
Right.
Sexy. Yeah,
how
sexy.
Can these places where it's freezing butt be so sexy? Because you're stuck inside all the time and
maybe
nothing else to do.
Los Angeles is number 2.
Yeah. Los Angeles can be sexy. And
you've got to find your sexy spots
there's pockets of sexy because the rest of it's, wow.
I believe pockets are sexier playing at the Whiskey Museum.
When people come out to visit you in Los Angeles and they want to see all the sights and you get on the freeway and you start driving, you say, trust me, we will get to something cool here in a
eventually
little bit.
Eventually, we'll be there. Right.
But just don't look at that guy on the corner there.
Don't watch that couple
nuts.
In the car next to us, please.
The number 1 sexiest city in America. Anybody want to take
this
a guess?
This is going to be tragically disappointing.
Washington, D.C.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Phew, not God. Close.
Des Moines.
Yeah, no. New York.
New York.
New
okay,
York
yeah. Guess who wrote that survey?
Yeah, somebody.
New Yorker.
Well, Playboy moved their publishing headquarters to New York a long time ago.
Well, that's why.
From Chicago.
From Chicago, the third sexiest city, or the eighth, or whatever it is.
So you can see there was...
I'm still going for Vegas, Gons. I'm with you, pal.
Thank you. Thanks for the support.
Yeah,
Vegas
number 1, Miami number 2.
I would say.
Yeah. Right?
I'm there. Yeah. No, right. Miami's got to be safe. People, just like you said... Cruising around, bikinis on the strand.
Yeah.
Rollerblading.
Sure. It's all about how sexy are you.
It's always 80 degrees. Everybody's in a state of undress.
Now, you may be asking yourself, Phil, you told us you were going to talk about how powerful Google is, and we're going to talk to our tech guy. Well, clearly, we're not talking to our tech guy right now.
Because, oddly enough, there's a tech problem, I think.
Gons, fill in for tech guy.
There's a tech problem. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break now, because it's an important story that he has that we need to hear about. We're going to attempt to connect using the latest technology.
Ah.
That only our technology guy can...
we have a tech guy app.
Understand how to use. And that's, fingers crossed, next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
Speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports a Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports a Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, we have official news from Jeremy, our tech guy. He had a work emergency, and he's the head of mobile at Apogee. They make apps at Apogee.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's an app guy. He makes apps, and he's got a whole team of guys that
make
apps.
You should have a Phil Hewlett and Friends app.
Now, maybe somebody who makes apps at Apogee was on that list of people at Ashley Madison. Who knows? that would be an emergency.
Yeah,
right?
That's an emergency, pal. Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's a work emergency. Yeah. What?
Earlier, when we had the brain fart about the cover version of "Play That Funky Music."
Yeah.
That stumped us all.
Yeah.
That would be the pop rock group Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Roxanne. Yeah, 1988. Yeah. Did the cover of "Play That Funky Music." They actually got to 63 on Billboard with that.
Wow.
Because it's such a good song.
Well, yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, why would, you know, Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It encompasses a whole philosophy.
Yeah.
Sure.
So since we can't talk to Jeremy, we'll just tell you to Google how powerful Google is. Jeremy was going to tell us, and I have no idea what the story is other than he told me that Google has the power to fix the election.
I believe they do, and I believe that they're probably, you know, they have a huge, they've just built a big, huge building down here in South Bay somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, their stock, if you listen to any business channels, these guys will say, buy Google stock and forget the Netflix, forget the Apple.
Yeah.
You know, just hang on.
Even if you can only afford one stock.
One share, $500 bucks or what, it's about like, $500 bucks.
It's like buying a share of Berkshire Hathaway.
Absolutely. Yeah. And hang on to it and, you know, in 20 years it'll be worth $506. So.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I love the market.
Right. And the other story was the Uber story. Uber is trying to get they've always been able to drop people off at the Los Angeles International Airport, but they have not been able to pick up people. And it's the taxi cab lobby that has been fighting that because those guys want to pick up the fares at the airport. And when people land, they want to drive people as far as they possibly can. So they line up for that.
You don't
see as many taxi cabs in Los Angeles as you do in other cities.
No, but and then LAX is one of the great places for them to pick people up.
Yeah. Now, we're getting real close in Los Angeles for Uber and Lyft to win the contract at LAX, and now all of a sudden the attorneys for the taxi people are coming out of the woodwork, and they say, look, we did some background checks on some of these Uber drivers because Uber doesn't do great background checks, they allege, and they found convicted murderers, they found rapists, they found drug addicts, they found ex-cons of all sorts, and they found guys who used to study real hard in school.
Right, but they had a very attractive young woman spokeshole out this morning, and she was rapping a little PR rap. Well, nothing's infallible. We have a system that is doing our very best to ensure that our customers are well taken care of, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
blah.
Right.
Oh, come on. Have you been in a cab lately? When was the last time you felt comfortable with a guy driving the cab?
I'm sure.
Seriously, come on. And why don't they screen them for hygiene? How about that? How about how you smell? Wouldn't there be some sort of screening process?
You know what
that?
Uber should do is somehow get the background checks that they do on taxi drivers and make those public.
Just do it. Because
we don't get to hear those, right?
Here in Vegas. Yeah. Vegas, we don't even have Uber yet. They've blocked it. We might get it at the end of the month. And they still, like you're having in L.A., you still can't touch the airport. You can't, nope, stay away from the airport.
Yeah.
Because, and the cab drivers here, if you're not on the strip, And contrary to popular belief, most people in Las Vegas don't live in hotels.
Yeah.
I live in the one with the screaming dragon, so it's hard to sleep at night. But otherwise, most people live outside of the Strip. And so if you need a cab, they don't come out here. You call in, can I get a cab? And they're like, oh, yeah, fine. No cab. You miss your flight, whatever. They never come, and they've blocked Uber, and they won't let it happen. And it's so incredibly frustrating. Mm-hmm. And they bring up this stuff. And last time you were in a cab, remember the guy in the cab?
Yeah,
sure.
Could you communicate with him? Probably not. Maybe through grunts and something.
And Uber's getting even smarter. They've got their black car Uber, too, if you want to, you want one of those big, like a Lincoln to come pick you up.
Oh, they have their own now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to travel.
Lyft is actually going to be fair competition for them. I signed up for the Lyft app because I was up in San Francisco, and my cousin said try it. So they have been shooting me $50 worth of free rides for the last 3 months.
Yeah,
about every other week I get that. Yeah, so I haven't used it yet because
Now have any of the Uber or Lyft people freaked you out, or have they all been cool?
I've only used one, and the guy was a neighbor of mine.
Awesome.
So I knew, I felt fairly safe with him. I don't know, he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Can you drive for them if you have like a beater? Like the bumper of my car is falling off, and the seats are all stained and everything like that. Can you drive for them?
No, people aren't going to be happy you show up in your beater.
They'll get a complaint. Like me, if I show up in my car, there's all kind of dog hair in there, so they come out. Taking people to a formal dinner in my car, it's not going to work.
Cross that off my list of part-time jobs.
Some of the hoity-toity actresses out there, they drive beaters, when they're driving around town.
Well, they're trying to go incognito.
Yeah, or they drive a Prius because they want,
that's the thing. You're making a statement about the Prius, and, if you ever watch South Park and their Prius episode, the people are... They start sniffing their own crotches and cutting farts and sniffing them, and that's a Prius driver.
Yeah, right.
But these chicks are making money. I've got a couple of actresses in my neighborhood, up yonder north of Los Angeles in that area near the beach. And none of them make this much money, I'll tell you that right now. The three most, valuable actresses that made the most. You got any guesses? You want to guess a little bit?
Jennifer, what's her name?
All right, hold on.
Jennifer.
Wait, made the most, what, like this year?
Yeah, cash, this year. Let's say.
This is a Forbes list, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it is. I'm not sure. It could be.
All right, so made the most this year.
Yeah. All right, so at number three position, and you guys can help me name the movie she was in, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, she's in all those funny cop movies.
Did you see her on the 40th thing for Saturday Night Live? The 40th anniversary where she did the Chris Farley impression?
Yeah.
That guy lives in a van down by the river.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's who she is. She's the female version of Farley. And also, the latest movie was the one where she was a grandma and she was undercover. Was that the movie?
Right, the movie
was called Undercover, wasn't it?
Jason Statham. Yeah. It was supposed to be pretty funny. I haven't seen him. $23 million.
Good Melissa for her.
May. Yeah, I say too.
Yeah.
If Mike and Molly could go away forever and I'd be happy, but $23 million. Sure, that was part of it.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. Scarlett Johansson.
Of course.
Yeah. I would have thought she would have been
hired. She's in demand.
She's very in demand for Captain America. The other one, Lucy. Did you see Lucy?
Oh, gosh, yeah. She's just so smart, she could kill you.
She could do everything. Yeah. $35.5 million.
Good for her.
I say so, too. Now, here's the Jennifer, what's her name? Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, that's right.
She's at number one.
She's number one?
She's number one. Now, there was Hunger Games, of course. But what's the other one where she was in with Christian Bale and they were pulling a scam and... Oh my God! Or she got an Academy Award for it.
Yeah, the hat trick. No, the oh gosh.
See what I mean?
I did see it, and it was wonderful. It was a great movie.
It was a great movie. I bet she made more money from. I bet she made most of her money.
But she was upset about that because she found out after the fact how much Christian Bale and the other male actors were making versus how much she was making.
Right, and she she made $52 million last year.
Wow! What kind of car is she driving?
I don't know. Prius with 22-inch wheels. Spinners.
Yes, yeah.
Probably. I met Daryl Hannah once. She drives one of those cars that runs on vegetable oil.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like an El Camino. It's all primer, and it drives up, and it smells like French fries. Yet she's like a vegetarian.
Biofuel.
Yeah. It's very
well, at least she doesn't
experience.
Smell like wax,
right,
Gonzo.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought this up, Phil, because what's the wax I can never... pronounce the name of the wax museum, Madame Tussauds.
Yes.
Madame Tussauds.
Madame Tussauds, the one here in Las Vegas, they thought hey, because they have, you know, wax figures of all the big celebrities. So how about Nicki Minaj, right?
Put her,
that'll be popular.
It's a lot of wax for that ass.
That is a lot of wax. they might have wanted to rethink the pose that they put the statue in because it's based on one of her videos, and she's basically on all fours.
Oh no.
Great.
And so you figure you're in Vegas where you can walk around the strip drinking.
Yeah.
And you go in Madame Tussauds because you want some air conditioning because there's really no other reason to go in there.
Yeah.
You go in and there's Nicki Minaj on all fours and you're going to get your picture taken with it. What are you going to do? Madame Tussauds has asked kindly if you could not hump the wax figures.
All right, because it is kind
of a thing that's happening on the internet now.
Well, you know, on a hot day, you might leave an indentation.
Yes, exactly.
It's like flashing on Flash Mountain and Disney.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You know what? And just what's the matter with us guys? You know, it's the whole humping thing. It's, you know, a knot in a tree seems to be good enough for some guys.
Look at that ottoman right there, it wants it, clearly.
A guy broke into a community college in Massachusetts recently, and he grabbed an anatomically correct female mannequin from the health class.
Oh, no.
And he went to town on it in the bathroom. And he even wore a condom.
Jesus.
Which campus police found in the garbage for DNA, of course, and he pleaded guilty to breaking and entering and vandalism, and he got 2 years probation.
Well, you want to wear protection because you don't know what other maniac has
You don't know
there
what
before.
Professor's been in there, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
It's the health class. They have to... they teach by doing.
Don't judge, Phil.
No.
You're a judger, and I find that offensive.
I do judge some of these parents who every week it seems like we have two or three parents who leave their kids in their cars and they go off and do something. Isn't
sure.
that right?
Oh, yeah.
There was the one, there was a lady. Were you telling me about this, Greg?
Are we talking about
a lady that left a kid in a car?
Yeah. If you're going to go to the bar and take your kids, just a quick quiz. What is the state most likely where that would happen?
Florida.
Alabama.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Florida.
Right.
Florida for the win.
Yeah.
America's wiener. A lady decided that she was going to go out drinking. So she took the kids with to the local tavern.
Yeah.
She went in to drink. The kids stayed in the car, of course, because you can't bring your kids in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So she went in and proceeded to get drunk. She came out, got in the car, started driving. The kids are like, Mom, you are too drunk to drive. You shouldn't be driving. Smart kids, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do in this situation? Well, you pull over to the side of the road.
Yep.
You kick the kids out to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And you drive the rest of the way home.
Nice. Yeah.
Let them fend for themselves.
Mom of the week. Right. And on the car theme here, a 51-year-old guy in Georgia, which is not far from Florida, had a date with a hot chick half his age last month, but he had his 6-year-old son for the weekend, so he brought his son with him on the date, left him in the car. Kid got scared, called his mom, who in turn called 911. Dad and the hot date were arrested for reckless conduct.
Oh, boy, that guy's going to get some child support.
Hey, that's it for today's program. We thank you so much for tuning in. We love that you do that. You can leave your messages for us at Twitter and on Facebook. And on the blue button on the website, you can speak your messages to us. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, our production assistant, Ryan Hayden, who again forgot to show up today. For Gonzo Greg and for Thrash Pie, I'm Phil. Talk to you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.